Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Matt Morello. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Walbeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting second. The DH, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Warren Nuzon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baer. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch takes first base on ball four. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Lavalier and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cole moves to second. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello strikes out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cole moves to third. Two outs. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhowiak hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nuzon. Starhowiak reaches second base with a double. Cole scores. Puckett goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Twins. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Raines moves to second. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuzon takes first base on ball four. Raines moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines tags and scores. Thomas tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Twins. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux takes first base on ball four. Nuzon moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. News on scores. Devereaux moves to third. It's Twins, 3, White Sox, 3. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Walbeck and he is safe. Durham steals second. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walbeck moves to second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Walbeck moves to third. Two outs. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cole takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into left field. News on settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. Munoz strikes out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Starhoviak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Puckett. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Newson takes first base on ball 4. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Newson moves to second. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Devereaux strikes out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. News on scores. Ventura moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laos is 0-for-1 in the game. Laos takes first base on ball 4. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walbeck takes first base on ball 4. Laos moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. Laos moves to third. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Laos scores. Mears moves to third. It's 5-4, White Sox. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mears scores. Knobloch moves to second. Two outs. It's Twins, 5, White Sox, 5. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive beyond third. Laos can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into right field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Guillen moves to second. Warren Nuzon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuzon is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Nuzon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Thomas moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ventura hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0-for-2 in the game. Munoz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Starhoviak is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got four RBIs. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Lavalier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lavalier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lavalier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leos is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Leos hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walbeck is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Raines takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knobloch strikes out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cole hits a fly ball into left field. Nuzon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin pinch hits for Warren News on. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ventura is called out on strikes. Walbeck drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ventura out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing left field. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Gerald Clark pinch hits for Matt Morello. Gerald Clark is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Clark hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Twins, 6, White Sox, 6. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 3 in the game. Munoz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dave McCarty pinch hits for Scott Starhoviak. Kirk McCaskill now pitching. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Munoz moves to second. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Munoz moves to third. McCarty moves to second. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laos is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Laos hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Munoz tags and scores. McCarty tags and moves to third. One out. It's 7-6, Twins. Matt Walbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walbeck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walbeck for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave McCarty now playing first base. Marty Cordova now playing left field. Mark Guthrie now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got four RBIs. Durham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Sabo pinch hits for Mike Lavalier. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sabo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-7, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen strikes out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive, foul, into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Raines hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Karkovich now catching. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cole is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Devereaux settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.